Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. When you showed up at my doorstep, I couldn't recognize you. I couldn't even understand. How could I recognize you? Maybe I've never met you before. I couldn't recognize you because you remained as you are, and I have shifted, morphed, grew filters on my eyes that blurred my vision of you. You already recognized all the colors that I've painted myself with. And you embraced them. You accepted. You made paintings with these colors. Paintings that I couldn't have created with my own colors. You always saw the layers that I have hidden from you, and yet you didn't say anything, nor did you push me back into them. You just allowed me to expand, to contract, go in and out and up and down, even create more stories or beliefs that pushed me away from you even further. Instead, you just stood tall where you are, whether it was a winter chill or summer heat. You stood there unconditionally expressing your essence to me so I can recognize and recognize that same essence in me. You kept your arms raised. All I had to do is raise mine. I had to remember to raise mine. So you decided to talk to me in a way that I can understand, in a way that I can make the connections, make meanings. And you showed them to me in different experiences and different expressions. And every day I witness you in a way that I couldn't have understood the day before. And you are here. You always were. You always will be. And I recognize you every day a little more. Thank you, love. I witnessed you, love, in a ceremony of renewed vows of 30 years between two wonderful souls. A king and a queen. A king and a queen who committed for sickness or health, for joy or sorrow, but to be together despite the veils and the colors that will be painted on their eyes. the king and the queen that lived their life as a unit, as a union, to create more unions together, more connections, more family, devotion, to create you, love, to create you within that circle, within that expression. And today, as the queen's physical ailment, a veil of the body that calls itself ALS, appears and threatens to break the love bond between the king and the queen. And I've witnessed devotion that goes beyond what appears to these physical eyes. As you love is in the Torah, and the Torah is love, and you have 70 faces, 70 ways to be expressed. I've experienced another way, a way that I could understand with my own eyes, with my own mind, with my own hands. I've experienced what always was there. Union, love, connection. And the devotion, not just of one to another, but of the entire community, have raised the vibration of that entire mountain. That house was full of joy and is full of light. Not because of what appears to be, but what truly is. A covenant of love.
יום יום ולב כל הזמן זמן בנתיב אחד לא מסומן יום יום וליל כל הזמן יחד ולבד לך לעצמי נאמן אוהב אותך הלילה ואיתך מתעצם אוהב אותך הלילה ואיתך מתלהב עד הלב עד כאב מתקרב
Covenant of Love. This is Mati Kaspi. Shalom. Hello, everyone. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for joining. It is Sunday, May 19th. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host. This is the Abracadabra. Create what you speak. I don't even to say the. It's Abracadabra. Create what you speak. I'm your host, I'm a spiritual mentor, a guide, a sound healer, and I'm here to offer and to share with you experiences in a way that will cultivate reclaiming your power. Reclaiming your power if you are in a midst of a relationship crisis or any kind of something that gets you out of your center. This is what it is for. And regardless, these are sharings of experiences and observations for every day, for work, for environment of a negative environment, a positive environment, and how to continue and cultivate that. I'm a little bit off. Because I've experienced something extraordinary yesterday. And before that, I want to share with you the phone number. It is 323-203-0815. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment, the utterance of love your friend, your fellow, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And I have to tell you, this week and yesterday was really how love appears, how love manifests. And in the opening, I mentioned something, and I witnessed a ceremony. An event that was to renew vows of a couple of 30 years. And I don't know the couple. I was invited to their home. and and this was I didn't know what to expect, and I try not to. Sometimes it works to expect, and just to come and show up, and just to and to be in that welcoming environment, and this is a unique and heartfelt experience. I believe they were married for 30 years, and man and woman, they are married for 30 years, and they've renewed their vows yesterday. And the queen, the wife, a while ago came down with ALS, and if you don't know what it is, it she's completely conscious, and but her body doesn't respond to anything, and so she speaks through a computer that is attached to her chair, and through technology, through her eyes, she can move her eyes and type, or type that is translated into computer speech. And here you have, from the outside in, you have a community that, despite, doesn't matter what each person's life has, and everybody has their life, their story, what is going there, but there's a community that, without this community and without the devotion, this wouldn't have gone so far. And you know, and I talk about the inner voice and the outside voice, and how we are sometimes, and many times, we seek for affirmations and confirmations and love from the outside, and commitment from the outside, or from yes, it is for us to come from a wholer place within ourselves. Nevertheless, the community that is offering this strength and dedication and support, they themselves are coming from a selfless place. So they are experiencing love in its purest form of giving, of investing. Unlike the and we'll circle back to that, unlike the most common scenario that we have in the outside world, where you go out, you see somebody, you like a smile, you like a look, you like a certain way of walking, and boom, you're in love. This is a different expression. The first expression of going and meeting out somebody is a certain level, but it is coming from a selfish desire of what this person can do for me. How does this person treat me? How does this person is talking to me? It is all about the me. And when in this level, when in this level of understanding and experiencing love, like I've experienced yesterday, what I've just mentioned about the look, the smile, it's not even part of that equation. You understand that has nothing to do with what we call love, or what we see, or what love is. Now, we learn every day not to say that I master that or anything else, but this is an everyday growth process. And through the challenges and through what we experience, we're getting the lessons. We're getting the lessons of what that experience is here to teach us. And so I'm standing there yesterday, and I see a man that is standing by his queen. And you could see the energies of both of them standing. The car, the vehicle, broke down. But the drivers are still standing strong, unified. This union bring to oneness. And they stand there, and they're able to see beyond what appears to our physical eyes, to see beyond all the challenges that we feel in our physical body and emotional body. It's like a car. The car is the body, and the AC is the emotional body. So when you're hot, you turn it on. When you're cold, you turn it off, or vice versa. To see beyond, beyond these physical ailments and physical constraints. And they stood there while his physical presence is not just his, not just her husband, but her family and the people around, each person. And at first I thought that I will, I didn't know what to think, to be honest. Again, it was experiencing something that I haven't experienced in such magnitude in this department. It is like showing me the future in the present. It is getting lessons from the queen, from love, from the essence of this creation, of what the future, of what is here. And the future is what I need to see, or what we need to see, in the sense of what really the essence is. What really is the essence of this oneness? When we come here, before we come down, according to Kabbalah, before we come down, we are one. We come from one. We come from one. We are a contraction of the infinite light. We come from one. When we come down, our soul splits. Our soul splits and becomes the two parts, the feminine and the masculine. And our goal, one of our goals, is to connect back to our soul neshama, the core neshama, to go back to its source, to go back together, and with that to the oneness. And well, one will say, well, what if I don't meet that other person? And maybe when you meet, you actually meet, but then you fall out of one another. Well, we are all the time at a certain vibrational level. And many times what happens, many times also why relationships suddenly end. One person in that relationship has shifted. The vibration of that person, whether it is a man or a woman, was elevated. Now, if they are both elevated, and if they both are coming from an authentic place when they met one another, then that person who has shifted and elevated and start seeing things as they are more so than the other person, then that person will be there, and because they invested in their partner. So let's, so I don't say he, she, when, let's say the woman in the relationship elevated, went up another step, went through an experience that cultivated and allowed her to expand and to see things in a different way. And the man didn't. The man stayed in the same vibrational level that they met, let's say. They have met and they liked one another for whatever reasons. And she has shifted and he stayed in the same vibrational level. And if the relationship and if the connection was authentic, really from seeing one another, from seeing who that person is and investing in that person, and through the investment to see yourself and to be in love with that creation, then the woman will stay, will nurture, because the commitment is greater and the expression of that love is wholer. Right? So one person can elevate and the other person can stay. And in that case, there is always going to be a friction if each person is in their own space. The woman doesn't want to wait, or doesn't, and the man doesn't understand what is happening, and there is a communication breakdown, because now you're transmitting on two separate levels, paralleling one to another, not touching. You're talking in a certain language and she talks in a different language. And so when that doesn't work, what is happening from the universe, the person with the higher vibration will find or will connect with somebody who is in their higher vibration. And so for the one in the lower vibration. And yesterday, I witnessed an experience, I witnessed an expression of the first one that I was talking about. The dedication to stay and to stand and to go forward despite what appears to be. It was just a true expression of a covenant. And I couldn't have played a better song than the one that I played earlier of Matti Kaspi. And this brings to also recognizing our gifts. When I say reclaiming our power, when I talk to you over this medium of reclaiming your power, recognizing that which is already there, that which is already embedded in you, from my experience and when I've experienced there, that I could attach it and associate it with what I read and what I talk about, it is from Kabbalah and Judaism and so many other places. the utterance that I say in the beginning, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, love to your neighbor or to your friend as you express love to yourself. It is the focus first on us, not from an egoic place, but from a recognition place. A recognition of us to us. Recognizing where you're coming from, what you have, and what you were given, and the tools and the access to the tools. We're all born here in potential. We all have the tools that we have the tools. We talk about that. We all have these tools. Many times, because of the way that we were brought up, we don't have the access to these tools. And so many experiences would leave, many people will, with their experiences, it would leave their gifts hidden, unseen, unrecognized. So it is coming to our own recognition and taking these gifts to express love. So it is not only just between a couple. It is not only just between, okay, I want to provide for you the best that I can because it is you, because you are you, and because I want to give to you. It is, yes, that in the granular level and on the larger picture as well. But also with your gifts to the world. Your gifts to the world that are waiting to just burst. Go through all the four stages of joy that we talked about last week. The chedva, gila, simcha, and sason. This moment when you recognize your gift and you feel completely immersed in it. It's like I know some people that start painting recently. And I could see the joy, the levels of joy of the recognition of their creative power, creative capacity, creative creativity. Something had to trigger. What was triggered? And boom, they burst out with their creativity and with their paintings and music. And so our gifts that are here to express love to others. If you love to play the piano, if you love to paint, you're doing it out of love to what it is. Yes, it gives you calmness, it gives you peace, it gives you quietness. So yes, it is serving you, but you are fascinated by the medium that this love is being expressed. And you are fascinated by the face, by the side of love that is being expressed through your paintings, through the colors that you choose, through the words that you say, through the intention that you put into the words or the intention that you put into that brush with that turquoise color in it. And you paint the picture. And you show the colors to the world. And so you are expressing to others the love through your art. You are expressing love through your art in the same way that you express love to yourself. You're expressing love to yourself by doing your art, by doing what you love. This is the best, the most simplest exercise. And it is an exercise, but an exercise is being done in preparation for the real thing, right? So we're doing an exercise because we know that abundance is on the doorstep. And it can appear in ways that you do not recognize it, especially if you are not familiar with being in abundance. It comes in ways that you're unfamiliar. If you're familiar with, if you know it, if you know that feeling, then that means that you've experienced it before. But the unknown is the magic. It's the mystery. The unknown is what's driving this known. The unknown is what's behind everything. The spirit, the soul, the neshama is behind this physical thing. So embrace the unknown. It is many times easier said than done. Yes, I know. And with that, it is not to stop saying that, because it's an exercise. And an exercise we're doing because we are preparing for the time that we can use this in real time. So imagine that you are sitting here, here meaning where you are, and you're doing exactly what you want to do. And imagining that which you really, really want to do. The first instinct will be, oh, well, yeah, I always imagine, but really, what do you care? I mean, take it 20 seconds, 30 seconds. You're listening anyway, and if you're here by now, then why not? There are no obstacles. There is one rule. And the one rule is that there are no rules. Abracadabra. Evra kedabra. That which you much so desire. You so desire, and you think of it many times, but you can't do it because there are all kind of obstacles and challenges and needs and people in the way. And what it is that which you really want to do, and you're doing it now in this other dimension as you close your eyes. And you're imagining doing really that which you love doing. How does that feel? That feeling. That feeling is connection. That feeling is oneness. As you are one with you. You are one with the gifts that you have received. And those gifts are here for you to be shared. They're here for you, first, to be shared, second. And in a relationship, is for you to give. It is for you to give from within. And your gifts, many times, can be scary because you started something new that you really wanted to do and you really are going to do and putting yourself through it and going through the challenges, and you're pushing yourself through it, and then you're, and then suddenly fear comes to the front line and says, oh, come on, let's go back. You sure? Why are you doing this? All kind of crazy stuff like that. What do you do? How do you choose? You gift your expectations, and you are with someone, you are with someone, and you are sharing this time with someone, and you're investing, and you're being invested in. And you feel that you are going towards a certain direction that is cultivating you, that is helping you, and then suddenly there is this tension that you feel. I was talking to a client that she was telling me that she feels this tension. She feels disconnected because things are going around her that she cannot understand. She cannot belong to any of them. She feels that she is on a different path, and this started when she started recognizing what she can do. And she starts feeling alienated, and she starts feeling insecure and judgment. And this is what will happen. This is how this negative energy works. This is how the monkey mind works. This is how the Yetzer Hara, the negative energy, that it's, in Judaism, it is the evil desire, the desire that pulls us down. In Kabbalah, we are connected from the top of our head to the top, and from the bottom of our feet, from our root to the ground. So we're being pulled. It's like pulling, stretching two things from top and bottom. And the top wants to pull us to the top, and the bottom wants to pull us to the bottom. And the top is here, our recognition of our gifts, our desire to go home to that place that you know when you're there, that there is this expansion of the heart, that your body is expanding, that you have tingling, that you have this electrocuting, this electrical feeling that is expanding all sides of your body. It's these four levels of joy, this chedva, gila, simcha, all these. And then the nefesh, the animalistic part of the soul, the lower part of the soul, is pulling us down. It's pulling us down in the way of physical, of worries, of concerns, of how am I going to do this, of bringing you down. And the enjoyment is not in bringing you down. The enjoyment is in how you beat yourself up afterwards for not doing what you really want to do. And therefore you stay in fear. And then when we question ourselves, we stay in this place of fear, this energy of fear. And then you get other friends that are in the same energy, and it cultivates that. And so like attracts like, dislike attracts dislike, which is also like in the other side. So this is the tension. We just passed Passover. We are today, and this week is the celebration of the Independence Day of Israel. And while to me it means one thing, to you it may mean something completely different. And it doesn't matter. That's what it means for me. And that's what it means for you. However, the essence of what is being expressed here, that is the importance. that is where is to put our attention to. In Hebrew, simu lev, pay attention. It's not pay attention, it's put your heart here for a second. But pay attention with your heart. And with our heart and the knowing of our minds together, we come, we bridge through our throat, through this narrow bridge, we connect the heart and the mind, and then we're in complete harmony. Because when the mind understands, our heart understands. Rather than just touring around where our heart wants without the sync between the heart and our mind. And so we are recognizing these gifts, and there is this tension that pulls us back, and this is the relational tension. This is the tension between where you were and where you're going to, or maybe where you are already. But every step, every time that you are not in that old place, you are already in the new place. Every time that you feel this contrast, you may be going around and you say, I don't get this. I cannot connect to what is going on here, whether it is a place, whether it is a certain amount of people or a certain kind of people or certain energies, and energies do glue to material, right? So if you come to a place, you may feel negative energy in the place. When you buy a home, in Judaism, when we buy a home, we do Chanukah Tabayit. We do the sanctification of the house, the clearing energies of the house. So in ceremonies that I do also that, we do clearing of the house. So you do clearing of the energies that are in this dwelling, because energies do remain in dwellings. And so clearing this, clearing everything, removing all that is from the old world, and we're transitioning into a new place. When we are recognizing our gifts, we're moving from one place to another. We're moving from one place of not being able to see what we have and the gifts that we have and what we can create and the power that we can, that we have to create, to a place where we don't have to pretend that we are looking or that we are going to do what we are going to be. We don't need to. It's like a warrior. A warrior doesn't run. A warrior walks. Why? Because a warrior knows what a warrior knows, and he has everything, or she has everything to contain, everything to handle and understand where things are coming from. And so you are recognizing your gifts, and you're going through shifts, and you will notice it in your body, you will notice it in your relation to people, relation to other things that are happening around you. And just remember that this is like a rubber stretch. It's like a setback, so you can fly further and faster. Everything that happens, happens for you to see, for you to embrace. And when you come from the space of love and kindness, or love in kindness, or love in anything that you do, then this tension is slowly starting to release itself. And this tension is going to feel just like an unnecessary tool that you used until now, and you don't need to, because you just don't need to. You don't need to state why or where or how you do or why you do or who you are. You just are. You just do what you do, and you're accepted the way that you are. And I bless and I pray for everyone to be in this unity, in this oneness, oneness of connection to one another. And if you are in this relationship, like I've witnessed yesterday, like I've witnessed many people people that have been married for 50, 60, 65 years. My parents have been 65 years. Other parents. It comes from a different understanding, and yet the core, the essence of oneness is there. Oneness means that your soul connects to the soul of another. It means you release your selfish desires and consider the needs of the other. And the other person that you love does the same. It is a two-way street into two directions. It is when we both recognize that. And when you recognize it within yourself, you're able to recognize it also within the other. So it's an evolving process, ongoing process, everyday process. And so this is a wonderful, wonderful day of love expression and an unconditional love. You can check on Facebook.com/BodySoulSound, and on the website on BodySoulSound.com, and you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
שלי בואי נשקע בתוך זדינים רכים ובחלומות הארוכים את האישה שלי
Speak with Elon Azulay only on LA Talk Radio.